Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Deportation flights have begun from the Florida Immigration Detention Center dubbed Alligator Alcatraz. Governor Ron DeSantis says his state is a game changer.
Florida's playing the leading role amongst the 50 states, and I don't think there's anyone that's even close to doing what we've done.
Jeffrey Epstein's convicted accomplice, Ghislaine Maxwell, faced a second day of questioning by the Department of Justice. She's in prison for sex trafficking. Her attorney, David Marcus.
She has been treated unfairly for the past 5 years. She didn't get a fair trial. We're still appealing to the Supreme Court.
Epstein died by suicide in a prison cell. There are growing calls for his case files to be released. From the South to the Midwest and the East Coast, extreme heat has Americans seeking relief.
Honestly, it was a really hot day, and in New York, there's like a lot of things to do, but the pool just seemed like a really good idea today.
Millions of Americans are under heat watches or advisories. CBS News Brief, I'm Heather Bosch.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Governor Tony Evers announced yesterday he would not be running for a third term, and already candidates are throwing their hats in the ring. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
The big question was who would enter the Democratic primary. As Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez posted this video this morning.
I've been an ER nurse, public health expert, and a small business owner. I'm used to being on my feet and getting right to the point. So let's go. First, I have an announcement. I'm running for governor.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said in a statement he'll enter the race in the weeks ahead. This will be Wisconsin's first gubernatorial election without an incumbent in 16 years. The list of potential contenders includes some of the state's highest-ranking Democrats, Attorney General Josh Call and Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski. Locally, Madison State Senator Kel DeRoys may be on the shortlist. Here's what she told Civic Media's Sholly Pittman.
You know, very flattered and appreciate all the folks who are reaching out to me and urging me to run for governor. It's certainly something that I'm seriously considering. But what I can say for sure is that I am going to continue spending the next year and a half traveling around the state, talking with voters, and doing everything in my power to make sure that we have a Democratic governor and a Democratic legislature in 2026.
And also over in Milwaukee, Mayor Cavalier Johnson may be considering a run, too.
The Wisconsin Public Service Commission is sharing helpful tips with residents on keeping their homes cool while also saving energy. With another stretch of hot weather rolling through the states, residents looking to stay cool and save money can take simple steps like keeping their blinds and curtains closed, unplugging electronics like their television when they're not being used, and making sure their air conditioner's filter is clean. Officials also remind you that it's illegal for utility companies to disconnect electrical services during a heat advisory. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
A Brewers anniversary. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers host the Miami Marlins at American Family Field, where they're celebrating the 25th anniversary of the opening of the ballpark. Food discount specials, special events planned for the fans. After the game, a home run derby featuring former players like Prince Fielder, Carlos Gomez, and Ryan Braun. The Brewers with the best record in baseball heading into this weekend series. Golf. The winner of the Wisconsin State Amateur Golf Championship is a teenager. 18-year-old Vince Siegel sank a birdie putt on the first playoff hole after shooting a 4-under 68 in the final round. NFL Packers training camp practices continue. How's it going so far?
Yesterday was pretty clean. I thought our guys did a good job of competing, but also taking care of one another, because ultimately we needed everybody healthy for us to be at our best. By and large, our guys did a good job of competing, getting the work in, but also taking care of one another.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Hazy sunshine from smoke, a high today in the mid-80s, little humid. For tonight, a partly cloudy sky, lows dropping to the mid-60s. Shower and storm chances return for the weekend. Partly sunny and highs in the mid-80s to 90. Right now it's 78 degrees.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination,
our compassion,
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk to author Laura Bird recommending books with a connection to nature and Senator Tammy Baldwin on keeping rural drinking water clean in Wisconsin.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
On location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead. Here's your host, Todd Albaugh. Yeah,
freedom. Across freedom. Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. We are here at the studios of WGBW in downtown Green Bay, Wisconsin. Zommers is back home in downtown Madison on State Street at the world headquarters of Civic Media here in Green Bay. Fairly clear skies, maybe a little overcast high clouds, maybe a little smoke in there. Would have you warm conditions, those are. I think I lost a couple of pounds yesterday up here at the Public Education Summit, Public Wisconsin Public Education Network Summit. I'll get it right yet. But is it still sultry and steamy down in Madison?
It sure is. Also fairly overcast and very humid, very sticky. So you better drink some water.
You want to stay inside in air condition, if only our air condition. Back home, there. Yeah, that's one of the great things, at least down in Madison. It's like an ice box in there, which is great on days like today. Here, a little toasty, but we're happy to be here. But you understand, we're happy to be here. Also happy to have some of our great listeners. This is listening via WGBW on the app. Martia from Madison, listening on the app, saying, I'm in Milwaukee right now, traveling to my son's basketball tournament in Chicago. Well, Martia, thank you for taking us along on your drive. Good luck to your son. I know some folks that have kids in these traveling basketball tournaments. They go all over, and it's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun. So safe travels, and hope your air conditioning is working down there. Also, this is feedback I can use, because Len texted in and is a little salty on the I screenshot of this so I didn't miss it. And this is fair, because I want to check with Zommers to find out whether this is really the case or not. He says, Len in Madison on WMDX says, what's worse, radio announcer that never announces the current time or one that always announces the time a minute late? Now, Zommers, on my clocks right now, I have several clocks in front of me. It is exactly, let me get this right here, 3:08:47 right there. We're about to go to 3:09. Is that the correct time?
That is the correct time. However, given that you normally just say the minute, if you said it was 3:08 right now, by the time it gets through all the delays and everything to make sure we don't, get swear words on the air, it would be 3:10 or 3:09.
All right. So that's the problem
I think it's Len. Because of the delay.
Time delay. So that's that, but that's good information, because moving forward, I'll say if you're listening via time delay, but that's news I could use. So I appreciate that. Thank you very much, Len. That's useful information. And thank you, Zommers, for the explanation, because I wonder what's going on here. Are my clocks off or what?
Yeah, thanks, Len, because honestly, I didn't really think of that either.
Right. I mean, a lot of people that know me will say my clock's been off for quite some time, but that's another story. Okay, well, don't forget, we're giving away Brewer tickets today up until 4 o'clock. It's free Brewer Ticket Friday. And these are great tickets and great seats. It is for this coming Wednesday's game, July 30th at 1:10 in the afternoon against the Chicago Cubbies. Brewers in a race right now with the Cubs for the National League Central Division. Brewers still a game ahead. This entire race for the Central could, keyword, could be decided next week at AmFam Field, and you could be there. Your chance to win tickets, four of them in club-level seats. I'll guarantee you the air condition in the concourse right behind these seats is always working. So, how are you eligible to win these tickets? You have until 4 o'clock to download the Civic Media app if you don't have it. Regardless, open it up. First 11 stations are ones that we are on. Click on one of them. Lower right-hand corner, it says text. Click on that. And then text the following word right now. The word today is Todd, T-O-D-D. Not making this up. I don't write it. I just read it. Todd, T-O-D-D. Make sure you use two D's.
So text Todd. Don't text Todd, yes. But text Todd to Civic Media.
Yes. Very confusing to know. Text the word Todd or the name Todd, T-O-D-D, right now on the Civic Media app. You have to spell it with two D's, has to be correct, because the computer chooses this. If it's not correct, you're not going to get chosen. Four Brewer tickets for this coming Wednesday's game, Wednesday, July 30th, 1:10 in the afternoon against the Cubs. Text the word Todd, T-O-D-D, right now. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, our friend, ongoing contributor, Peter Rapine, managing editor of E-Bombs World, going to be back with us, always glad for that, bringing us the news of the wild and wacky. How about that, Summers? That'll be a great time. And a reminder, I guess just a bulletin, if you will, about the show coming up this coming Tuesday. Hope you set that time aside and join us. Really, really excited about Tuesday's show next week. We are going to be live in Southwest Wisconsin at Nine Springs Farm.
Six Springs.
What do you? Why do I keep saying nine?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm sorry. Six Springs Farm. Get your springs right, Todd. We're going to be at Six Springs Farm. And you say, well, Todd, what's special about that? Well, here's the deal. Joe Thomas. A lot of people know Joe Thomas. Most people know Joe Thomas. Hall of Fame college football career with the Wisconsin Badger football team. And then went on to have a Hall of Fame career with the Cleveland Browns in the NFL. Had the kind of the Iron Man record of the NFL for most consecutive snaps taken in the NFL. Also happens to be just a great guy from everything I've known and read about him. Well, we are going to be, he's given us a special permission to go onto his farm in Southwest Wisconsin, Six Springs Farm, where he is raising Wagyu beef. His new passion is beef. It's called Hall of Fame Beef. And we're going to have the whole 2 hours on his farm. There's going to be cattle, live cattle involved. So now, Zomers, we've got a live chicken named Sue at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair next Tuesday. Live cattle on the farm. Our friend Brady Ewing, also a former Badger and also a former NFL player, will join us for most of the show as our co-host for the day. So join Brady Ewing and me as we sit down and catch up with Joe Thomas at 96 Springs Farm next Tuesday from 2 until 4. I'm really looking forward to this, Zomers. Should be a great time.
This is going to be very cool. I'm excited.
If I only remember the correct name of his farm.
Hopefully when you're there, you do.
Yeah, that would be very helpful. Okay, it is 13 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, and that's at least live. It might be a minute later once it gets to you via tape delay. But it's 13 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this
or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across all these Civic Media radio stations, except those who have cut away for the Brewers. Brewers taking on the Marlins this afternoon. Game, the first pitch probably already underway there on several of our Brewers network stations. So here we go. For the rest of us, though, it's been so busy, Zomers, this week with Governor Evers saying he wasn't going to run for a third term. Now we haven't even gotten to the news this morning. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, who's been on this program several times, and I understand now because we have a direct link to the lieutenant governor via our very own Luke Mathers, who has gotten her on this program several times. And we've always enjoyed having her on. And now we're trying to get her on to talk about her race for the governor, for her gubernatorial race. And the, apparently we reached out, and the response we got back was, new phone, who this?
That's not what I heard, but okay.
I don't know. But she the lieutenant governor's been going on other programs. That's fantastic. But we'd love to have her come back and on our show and talk about running for lieutenant governor. And then our friend, State Senator Kelda Royce, she's been on this program a bunch of times. And we're trying to get her on the show as well, because we'd love to have her on, because I think that she's going to get in. And I think that both these individuals, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez and State Senator Kelda Royce, would be great candidates. So, and by the way, we'll take all comers. We'll take Republican, Democratic, anybody who's running for governor. Josh Shulman, Republican, was on this program when we were up at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. We want to talk to everybody, because this is going to be a big, big, wide open race, really important race. And by the way, as long as I brought it up, Somers, I owe an apology to State Senator Kelda Royce, because yesterday on this program, we had on Bill McCoshin. Republican strategist Bill McCoshin, along with Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area. And I was talking to McCoshin and asked him, hey, are you thinking of running for governor? Because our very own Trigvi Olson of the Lincoln Project, who comes on with us every Wednesday, he said last year, the two people, one Republican, one Democrat, I would walk back to Wisconsin to do doors for was Bill McCoshin on the Republican side and Ben Wickler on the Democratic side. Now, you know this because you were here on Wednesday when we had our big conclave for civic media, and Trigvi filled in. Trigvi has been so impressed with State Senator Kelda Royce that he apparently also now has said this about Kelda Royce.
Yes, he did.
If she gets in, that he'd also walk back to Wisconsin to do doors for Kelda Royce.
I didn't want to interrupt you, but I probably should have with that.
Well, no, it's good. It's good because I want to make sure that I keep myself straight. Which I have a hard time doing, by the way. But anyway, now Trigvi is on record saying if Ben Wickler gets in on the Democratic side, he'll do doors for him. If Kelda Royce runs the Democratic side, he'll do doors for her. And if Bill McCoshin gets in on the Republican side, he'll do doors for him. Now, Zomers, what have we learned about this exercise and about this bit? I think we've learned that Trigvi Olson is a political whore.
That's what I think. No.
Here's the deal. Trigvi loves people who love Wisconsin.
Yes, and I think that's what he's saying. Statement.
Yes. What Trigvi wants is he wants a governor who's going to go around and be a cheerleader for Wisconsin and is going to do the best for Wisconsin. And I think he sees that in McCoshin. He sees it in Kelda Royce. He sees it in Sarah Rodriguez. So I think he's just very excited, like we all are, thinking, hey, we have this dearth of great candidates, great potential candidates, and we'll see what happens. So we invite everybody. And by the way, McCoshin, he didn't say no, he wasn't going to run, but he didn't say yes either. So we'll see. Sarah Rodriguez in out of the gate this morning, first one in the pond. And Kelda Royce, we haven't heard, but if I was going to bet money on something, I bet she's in. But we'll see. And now Josh Call goofing around here today. Apparently he had some statement that was basically no statement.
Pretty much.
So, all right. By the way, it's Shark Week, ladies and gentlemen.
I got done being
coached today. Did not go off on tangents, and here I am going off on tangents. So, did take, as George Costanza once said. It's Shark Week. So, the category today, what's worse, snakes or sharks? Snakes or sharks? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Weigh in Shark Week. What's worse, snakes or sharks? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the aforementioned Civic Media app. This is pretty good, Zomers, for Shark Week, don't you think?
Yeah, and you know, we've been doing a series. They've been spread out over time, but we've been doing a series of what's worses based on, you know, various creepy crawlies. You know, we've had snakes, we've had spiders, but now snakes and sharks. We're going to have to evaluate this bracket, see where everything ends up.
And the graphic for this today for snakes is snakes on a plane. I once saw snakes on a plane. All right, we'll come back, discuss what's worse, snakes on a plane or Jaws, the movie. Snakes or sharks? Come on back. We're live from Green Bay on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
It's time for the Summertime Quiz. Today's contestant is from just south of the Cheese Factory, off the trail near the tavern. Here's Stu Sample. Stu, are you ready?
You betcha.
This object can be found throughout central Wisconsin all summer long. It's private. You can use it for one or two things, and it's a great place to think or read. Name this summer object.
It's one of them porta-potties from Crockett Septic.
That's right, Stu. You win. Now, go cop a comfortable squat. For a clean, reliable, affordable porta-potty this summer, give Crockett Septic a call, 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Hold and take septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta-potties ready for you, too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
I'm not sure I want to go to Green Bay. Don't go in the water! Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live from our studios at Green Bay, WGBW. Of course, the iconic music of John Williams, great composer, conductor of the Steven Spielberg film Jaws. That is our What's Worse today. What's worse, sharks or snakes? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. What's worse, snakes or sharks? Jim, listening just down the road at Appleton via the app on WGBW, Jim says snakes are definitely worse. If you avoid the water, you can avoid sharks. Snakes are everywhere. Now, that's a great point. That might be the winner right there today, out of the gate, Zommers, because you're not going to find a shark when you go hiking, right? I mean, that's just if you do, call me because we want to put you on the air.
When you set up for a remote show by Black River Falls, you're not going to find any sharks, but you may set up near a nest of snakes.
Indeed, we did. And by the way, the snakes at Black River Falls were lovely. They didn't bother us as we set up there next to the Black River in Black River Falls. Connie, listening in the 608 on WMDX, Connie says, I would say sharks are worse, but our waters are salt-free and no sharks. Well, again, great point. If you don't live near salt water, probably not going to Now, what if somebody, I'm not advising this, but what if somebody like got, like, say, a baby shark and released it in the Wisconsin River? It's not going to live, right?
No, I'm pretty sure it wouldn't.
But wouldn't that be something if it did?
I mean, you're right.
It'd be something. Our very own Eliza. Eliza, lovely person, one of our sales reps here at WGBW, right here in Green Bay. Eliza texted in saying, resident Aussie here says snakes. She's a lovely person from Australia originally, and she says, most snakes won't bother you, but an eastern brown snake wants you dead. I say I would love to go to Australia, but now that I know there's the eastern brown snake.
Everything in Australia wants you dead. Animal-wise.
Oh, animal-wise. Not the koala. The koala doesn't want you dead, do they?
I'm not sure.
They got dingoes. They got dingoes in Australia. One of the greatest lines. I've told this on this program before. I would like to hear Eliza say this in her lovely native accent. I hired a guy, David, one time as a bartender when I was running the Tilted Kilt. And in his interview, David told me about he and a college buddy went to Australia, and they rented like a VW bus and went around Australia. And they looked out, they slept in the bus, and at night they heard a commotion, and they looked out the window, and there were a pack of dingoes eating their food at the picnic table. They left, and they left a can of Pringles on the picnic table. And David said, "We looked out the window, and the dingoes ate our Pringles."
You know,
and I said,
"Rookie move."
I said, "That is a T-shirt right there.
It is.
The dingoes ate my Pringles."
But also, just a quick thing: if you are spending time outdoors and you leave your food right unsecured outside, you're asking for that.
Well, that's probably true. Snakes or sharks? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Tyler, listening in beautiful Wisconsin Rapids, says flying Asian shark carp with Limburger breath. Those shark carp are a thing, by the way. I think this is Eliza again saying koalas are fine, but watch out for drop bears. Well, we're going to have her on and talk about that. All right. Listener on WXCO in beautiful Bull Falls Radio in Wausau says, until they come up with a Sharknado movie,
Snakenado.
I will vote. What? Oh, sorry. Snakenado. That's right. I ruined it. Snakenado movie. I will vote for sharks as the worst of the two because of the big Sharknado movie. Nicely done. Sorry, I botched the line there, listener at WXCO. All right, Fred in Cottage Grove, listening on WMDX. Fred is on the line. Fred, snakes or sharks? What's worse?
Snakes. You go to Devil's Lake, there's snakes in the rocks, but there's no sharks in the lake.
That's a great point. I love it. All right, thank you, Fred. Appreciate it. You have a great weekend down there in beautiful Cottage Grove. Doug up in Rapids as well, listening on WFHR. Just simply says, land shark.
You know, also like something that. Else, our graphic for today, as Todd mentioned a little while ago, for snakes, it has the movie poster for Snakes on a Plane. For sharks, it has the movie poster for Jaws. You know, something interesting, August 29th, the last Friday of that month, for the 50th anniversary, Jaws is coming back to theaters.
Wow, there you go. There you go. Be scared all. And of course, a lot of people never seen the movie because it came out so long ago. It's a whole new experience in the theater. I remember when that movie came out. It was crazy.
Do you have anybody else on the line? No, we don't have anyone else on the line.
As if I needed anything else. I'll tell you what made me feel old, Dahmer, this morning is when I tried to get out of bed after sweating my you-know-what off yesterday. And I thought, boy, howdy. I think it was the heat, though, because I'm used to lifting stuff. It was the heat and humidity. It zaps you. That's what it does.
Oh, yeah.
What's worse, snakes or sharks? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Zomers, what's worse?
I think, you know, I will say, I like snakes and sharks. I think they're cool.
Really?
Yes. I think a lot of animals that people think are creepy, you know, have a purpose besides like mosquitoes. Mosquitoes should all die. But I'm going to say snakes are worse for very similar reasons to some of our listeners, that snakes are pretty much everywhere. And like Eliza mentioned, there are some species of snake that do just want you dead. Whereas sharks, pretty much all sharks, unless there is something wrong with them, will leave you alone. What do you say?
Yeah, I go along with that. I would say Yeah, I'm going to say snakes are worse just because I don't swim in the ocean that much. And when I do, I don't go above my knees or my thighs. So I know they can still get you, but yeah, I'll say snakes are worse. All right, come on back. Peter Rapine is next with what's worse. With a week in review, the wild and wacky of human behavior. We're live in Green Bay on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
This year, trade policies have been a hot topic in the U.S., but how are recent trade deals affecting the U.S. dairy industry? I'm Ben Jarboat, the Midwest Farm Report, and Ryan Yonkman, the Vice President of EverAg, is here to give us that update.
I guess the reality, if we're not getting in a fight with some of these close trading partners, that's positive news on its own. The last thing we needed is retaliatory tariffs where we're struggling to move product to places like Japan and South Korea and Mexico, where they're some of our biggest trading partners. So we're going to call it a positive. Don't know to what detail. What we do know is the importance of exports are massive. The more we make here domestically, the more pressure it's going to put on us to have to move this product globally, especially when our U.S. demand continues to look as flat as it does in some of our categories like commodity cheese.
Ryan Yonkman, the Vice President of EverAg, giving us an inside look on how recent trade deals are impacting the U.S. dairy industry. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo. We'll take a look at the closing markets right after this.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Farm Technology Days, Generations of Progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There's also a rotary parlor, seminars, and, of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVet's Bovine Gold Light to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Gold Light keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Gold Light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at these closing markets. They're moving in a mostly downward direction with cash corn down 2.25 cents at 3.99 and a half, and new crop corn down 1 cent and 3 quarters at 4.19. Cash soybeans are down 5.5 and 9.98 and 3 quarters, with new crop soybeans down 3.25 at 10.21. September wheat contracts are down 3.25 cents at 5.38 and a quarter. Class 3 milk contracts for August are down 7 cents at 17.19 a hundred weight, but September contracts are seeing a gain of 5 cents at 17.54. Taking a look at cheese, 40-pound blocks are down 0.5 cents at 1.64, but butter finished up 4.5 cents at 2.46 and a half. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Hazy sunshine from smoke, a high today in the mid-80s, little humid. For tonight, a partly cloudy sky, lows dropping to the mid-60s. Shower and storm chances return for the weekend. Partly sunny and highs in the mid-80s to 90, currently 81 degrees.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapahoe Way, you got to pray for yourself. as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the founder of Wisconsinology.com, Frank Anderson. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Wisconsin music expert Terry Barr joins the show with new music and great conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 6 till 8.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location at our beautiful studios in downtown Green Bay, Wisconsin. WGBW, the talk of Green Bay. That's 1590 on the old AM dial, or 97.9 if you're listening to FM locally. Also catch them on the Civic Media app. Always glad to be here at Green Bay. Appreciate Mike Clemens giving us that Packers update earlier in the show. Right now, folks, it's been a couple of weeks. He is an international man of mystery and love. He also happens to be the managing editor of EPOMsWorld.com. The one, the only, you know him, you love him, Mr. Peter Rapine, ladies and gentlemen. Very good. There you go.
Thank you, John. You make me sound like James Bond. If only James Bond had a phone full of memes.
Now you're coming. The background looks fantastic because you're not at your home base of Brooklyn, and I appreciate you being transparent because people ask me how is Peter doing because you recently found love, you traveled to Europe, and now you're in Vancouver. I'll simply say this: looking at you on the stream, joining us from Vancouver, you look like a man who's satisfied. you look very happy.
Yeah. I have fled the country. I'm on the lam. I'm not returning.
You've literally left the country.
that's only half a joke. But yes, I am. I'm in Canada. It's Canadian summer. They do things pretty well up here. It's been pretty nice.
Now, I've never been to Vancouver. I've heard it's a lovely, lovely city. Mm.
Escaping the July heat in August has been a huge benefit to my mental health.
Right?
Yeah.
It's important. It's important. Canada's lovely. I've been to like Alberta, like Calgary and Banff. I've never been to Vancouver, but have you gotten out in the countryside or just more in the city?
Yeah, we've been up in the interior, mostly in Van.
Okay.
But it's making me feel pretty good because I look at the weather in New York and I see that today it's like 95 degrees. And
it's like a cooker. It's like a hot pot.
So I'm having a nice summer. Yeah.
Well, good. Awesome. Well, people ask me because they're genuinely – people like this segment, and they say, how is Peter doing? And so we like to update people. All right, Peter, as they say back home, that's not why you called. He is the managing editor of EPOM's World. And here now, Peter brings us the great staff of EPOM's World. This is not fiction. These are real headlines, real stories of the wild and the wacky Peter Rapine.
And it's been a sad week for our 80s icons.
Yes.
Obviously, Ozzy, and depending on how you feel about the guy, Hulk Hogan. But another character of ours, beloved, has been taken down this week. And headline reads, Chuck E. Cheese mascot arrested for credit card fraud.
Say it ain't so. Chuck E. Cheese mascot arrested for credit card fraud, Peter.
And can you guess what state this happened in, Todd?
I have not looked at the story. I'll guess Florida.
You are correct, my friend.
Yes, absolutely.
So the short of it is a Chuck E. Cheese mascot was handcuffed inside of a Chuck E. Cheese while he was performing for a child's birthday party. He was led outside in handcuffs while wearing the suit, mask still on. And they, I guess, had been tracking him. I don't know how much credit card fraud he could have committed. Obviously, he's still working at a Chuck E. Cheese.
That's a great point, by the way.
But the photo of a police officer holding his arms, staring right into the camera as he leads Chuck E. out to the car is pretty iconic.
It's incredible. Go to EPOM's World, everybody, EPOMsWorld.com, because you got to see this, as Peter just said. And as someone who was a general manager at a Tilted Kilt, a franchise like this, this is your nightmare if you're a GM at one of these places or a head of marketing, because, as you said, the guy's entire suit is on. So it's not that Joe Smith got arrested or whatever the guy's real name is. It literally looks like Chuck E. Cheese himself is a perpetrator here and has been let out in handcuffs.
Well, that's exactly what it is. And they say, you know, no bad press. No press is bad press.
Right.
And so I'm sure most people, like myself, read this and thought, oh, Chuck E. Cheese is still around. I didn't really know that they were still in business, to be honest.
Well, they had a big overhaul, I think, recently, like trying to redo themselves. Because they got rid of – here's what was terrible, in my opinion. They got rid of the automatronic bears in the thing that played all the music, like at Disney World. And they got rid of the automatronic bears and replaced it with, like, video stuff. I don't know.
Well, I guess the downside of that is that, automatronics can't really commit credit card fraud. People can, but they might malfunction.
Let me ask you this, Peter. What would have been worse for the kids? Seeing their mascot, Chuck E. Cheese, led away in handcuffs, or taking off the head, and seeing him de-headed and taking the guy out in handcuffs? Which would have been more traumatic for the kids?
That's a good question. Yeah, I wonder if the cops thought about that. They're like, we could half traumatize or fully traumatize these kids.
Or if they were going to take off the guy's head, and then he's like, please, for the kids, don't expose me.
right, for the kids.
Just do it outside, yeah.
do we know what happened to this guy, or is he still in custody? Is Chuck
Yeah, he was arrested. I think they're holding him on $1,000. I think he was released on $1,000 bond.
Bond, yeah.
Yeah, which people were joking is like 35,000 Chuck E. Cheese tickets.
Well, I have no doubt that following our program, Maggie Dawn, who is an attorney, will be all over this. And Maggie will be breaking down exactly what Chuck E. Cheese was arrested for and what his chances look like in court. So be listening to that in the 4 o'clock hour. All right, Peter Rapine, next headline, EPOM's World.
Next headline reads, boomers are leaving retirement communities after realizing that living with boomers sucks.
Boomers are leaving retirement communities after realizing that living with boomers sucks. Explain.
So, and I don't know exactly when these, communities started. I don't know how old the Villages is or village-like, communities are. But I do know that the 55-plus communities have gained popularity in the last couple of years. And they seem like they have a lot of benefits, right? You have parties, you have bingo, pickleball, all that stuff. But I guess it's not a happy ending when, you're just living around a bunch of old people. All the homes look the same. There's a lot of rules and restrictions. I can speak from personal experience that my parents have been retired and a lot of their friends have moved into communities like this. My parents refused. My dad said, he's like, I don't want to live around a bunch of old people like me. So
good for them.
They actually made the move to New York last month.
Did they really?
They are the newest New Yorkers. Yeah, and they're loving it. Because they can go out and be around people who aren't like themselves.
Your loving parents have packed up and moved to New York, and you're off to Vancouver, for goodness sake.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, bad timing.
Peter, we're here to see you. Oh, dang, bad time.
Sorry, guys. But you can find a lot of these stories on Reddit and a lot of, Facebook has communities around this stuff. Homeowner association videos are kind of, red meat for us wherever there's someone complaining about a painting or, the color of someone's house or garbage or whatever it is.
Right.
Boomers are realizing that they're not the funnest neighbors.
Well, I can relate because I'm not a boomer. I just turned 55 last year, and so I'm technically eligible to go to a senior community. But Peter, I ain't doing that. I'm not ready to hang it up yet. And so I'm Gen X, so I get it. I don't want to. Yeah, I want vibrancy, youth. That's what you want.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean, pickleball isn't enough for you, Dad.
I don't play pickleball. I should though.
I never have it.
Really?
I don't know. It looks meh at best.
All right, Peter Rapine. I love this segment so much. Next headline.
All right. Man. The government is accepting Venmo payments to pay off the national debt.
The government is accepting Venmo payments to pay off the national debt. Explain, Peter Apon.
So at pay.gov, you can go and just donate your money to the government. And they claim that they will put it towards the national deficit. And you can pay money with PayPal. You can pay money with Venmo. You can sign up using your, you know, bank account, whatever it is. Mm. And you can also, obviously, pay off the national debt using credit.
I mean, I just don't. And A, people, don't do this. B, I mean, because Peter, somebody's going to say, well, I feel patriotic.
Yeah.
I'm going to help do this. A, even if it is a real thing, it's not going to go to help the debt. I'm just telling you, it's not.
No. I mean, also, how desperate is the government?
Well, right. Right. Let's just put it out there and say, let the people help pay down the debt. You know?
Yeah.
There's some patriotic Americans.
I'm going to reset a recurring donation to the government of $25 every month for the next trillion years.
I mean, the sad thing is, right, that if this were a real thing, I guess maybe it might have an effect. But having worked for a member of Congress in D.C. For 5 years, I mean, very few people are going to be serious about this. And it's just going to go to some other bureaucratic, bloated thing or you know, more payment for state U.S. senators or whatever.
But you know what they say? It's the thought that counts, right?
Right, exactly. That's right. Lindsey Graham needs more money for entertainment. Anyway, next headline, Peter Rapine.
All right, next headline comes to us from the front lines of the generational war. And Gen Alpha is getting old enough to participate. So headline reads, Gen Alpha no longer thinks farts are funny.
Gen Alpha no longer thinks farts are funny. Now this is, it helped me out because we had Gen Z and then now we have Gen Y and now this is the next youngest of the 12 year olds or what?
I think they Gen Alpha are from 2010 to 2024.
Oh, all right.
And kids, allegedly,
people were born from that to that.
Yes, people born in from 2010 to 2024. And allegedly according to one Gen Alpha mom who's talking to her two kids on TikTok, asking them if kids in class still think farts are funny, her kids respond by saying, they see farts as just a normal thing, and they would relate laughing at a fart to laughing at something like a hiccup. And that most times when someone farts in class, they just continue on with their business. If the fart is extra smelly, they don't really make a big of it. All they do is just pull their shirt up over their nose and continue on. Which I just think is a bad sign for society as a whole.
Right. It's a bad, if you don't think a fart is funny once in a while, it's a bad sign. Now, do we have audio of this, Peter?
We do of her asking her kids. Yeah, maybe Zomers, you can.
All right, Zomers, here we go. Here's a mom on TikTok.
If you fart, nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, nobody cares.
What do they do if you fart?
Just nothing. They continue doing their work or whatever they're doing normally.
It depends on when it happens, baby.
Why aren't farts funny anymore?
I mean, because it's just like it's like laughing at hiccups, basically.
It's like laughing at hiccups.
You can't control them.
What about if it stinks? If it stinks, are people like, oh, you smelled the classroom up, you stinker. Stink, you farted. Oh, they just do the math.
All right. Let's see.
She looks so confused.
You told it perfectly. Rapine, I'm 55. I still think a fart joke is funny. What's wrong with me?
Nothing.
Thank you. Thank you, Peter Rapine. All right, come on back. We'll wrap it up with more weird and wacky news from EPOM's world. The wonderful, the talented Peter Rapine is our guest. We're live in Green Bay. We'll wrap it up after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people.
We reported last fall that Maine voters approved ballot question 1, limiting contributions to super PACs spending money in state elections. It passed with massive voter support, but like the state's foreign influence ban, was ruled as likely unconstitutional. That's what organizers hoped would happen. The ballot question reads, do you want to set a $5,000 limit for giving to political action committees that spend money independently to support or defeat candidates for office? The act also required super PAC donors to be disclosed. A First Circuit Federal District Court ruled July 15th that both provisions violated free speech protections and pointed to the Citizens United, Buckley v. Vallejo, and other past U.S. Supreme Court decisions. Harvard Law professor Lawrence Lessig argues that large contributions to PACs risk quid pro quo corruption of supported candidates, even if a candidate isn't directly speaking with the super PAC. Elon Musk's America PAC and crypto industry super PAC's support of Donald Trump are recent examples. Lessig said in 2023, when the initiative was announced, that it was designed to force the U.S. Supreme Court to answer whether contributions to super PACs can be regulated by states in the same way state candidate contributions are limited. The case will next be appealed in the First Circuit, then could reach the U.S. Supreme Court in late 2026. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, no, we can't read a poker face. Deep cuts, it's the way it goes when you're a part of it. And some authentic cringe. This is how you remind. From 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC, CBS, or James Kelly News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to. A check of weather with Brittany Merlot and her team. Going to be hot. How about that? Mike Clemens, a great sports reporter, going to be in with the Packers training camp update. Also, the Brew Crew underway right now against the Marlins on many of our news talk sports stations across Civic Media. And then it's Maggie Dawn of the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 4 until 6, right after us. Maggie will bring us today the latest headlines across Wisconsin, and also, I'm sure, the breaking legal news that Peter and I have Federer on Chuck E. Cheese. So we'll look forward to nervous anticipation to Maggie's show immediately following ours. And then Pete Schwabe, who normally, and how about this, Summers, normally Schwabe does the show out of these studios in Green Bay, and now he's in Madison today. I'm in his studio. So Schwabe will be along. That's right, the old switcheroo. 6 until 8, Pete Schwabe and Nightlight. Looking forward to that. Our guest today, as he usually is every other Friday when he's not an international man of mystery, Mr. Peter Rapine, managing editor of ebombsworld.com, with a wild and wacky look at the week and review actual headlines of actual viewers or readers. Peter Rapine, next headline.
So this is proof that farts are still funny. I want to make that point, and I'm going to drive it home with a video.
If you weren't with us right before the break, Peter had a story about a mom who is talking to her Gen Alpha kids, like these high schoolers, basically, who say that it's no longer funny if somebody farts. I don't know. It's just not funny. It's like somebody's hiccups, which, I mean, I guess fine. We've matured. But I don't know. I still think an occasional fart joke is funny. But here we go with an actual joke. All right, here we go.
Headline reads, golf commentator lets a fart rip during a live broadcast of the British Open.
A golf commentator lets a fart rip during a live broadcast of the British Open. What say you, Peter?
We'll run the clip just because it does, right. You know, all you need to do is hear it. But they handle it in the most British way possible. They have a little bit of a snicker. But they handle it perfectly, and it's funny, and it's a fart, and we have audio of it.
Here we go for the British Open.
What are you laughing about?
There's so much to say about that shot. The sound off the club face. It's extraordinary. Wait, let's stick to the golf. Just a little bit of wind from behind. Just helps ease down the green.
There's an echo as well. What a shot from Scheffler. And off the back of his tee shot in the 16th, that one there.
The fact that they replayed it was beautiful. The fact that they replayed it was fantastic.
Yeah, he goes, let's stick to golf. And they giggle. And then he goes, a little bit of wind from behind, which kind of works for the shot as well, because I think the wind was blowing behind Scotty Scheffler on that one.
Scotty Scheffler, I think, I'm not sure, I think he went on to win that.
Even
in, you know, I mean, it's just a natural occurrence, but there's nothing wrong with a little humor about it. I mean, we all do it, right? It's one of those natural things. But it's funny when it's caught on international television like that.
And way funnier than a hiccup. They're not compared.
Way funnier.
Not
way funnier. Yeah. Not at all. That was beautifully done, Ray Pine. All right, next headline.
So most people might not know who this person is, so I'll just set it up. Trisha Paytas is a YouTuber, podcaster, kind of media creator, and she recently had her third child, and she named that new child Aquaman.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. This is real. This is not made up.
It's not made up. Yeah, it's really all I have to say about that. It's funny. It's hilarious. There is a kind of a conspiracy theory around it, because every time she has a child or announces the birth of one of her, like announces that she is pregnant, a pretty famous person has died. So the first time I think she announced she was pregnant, the Queen Elizabeth had just died on the same day. The second time she announced she was pregnant, or was near announcing something, the Pope died, and then with her newest, Ozzy died on the same day.
Good
so people
gosh.
Think that Ozzy Osbourne has been reincarnated into her baby Aquaman, along with the Pope and the Queen. So,
oh my goodness gracious.
And so the Queen's name is Malibu Barbie, and the Pope's name is Elvis.
Yeah. And Ozzy is now Aquaman. Yeah.
Who names these? I mean, who is it that named their kid Apple? All right, that's a little goofy, I think, but I mean, at least it's a fruit. But to name your kid after a character, hi, I'm Aquaman Allball. I mean, talk about people, that poor child.
Yeah.
All right. Next headlines. By the way, is that a parrot behind you, or what does that sound like?
It's a crow. There are so many crows.
It's a crow? There's crows in Vancouver, ladies and gentlemen.
Lots of crows. So this one is a tie into the Coldplay incident, which I'm sure you guys talked about.
A little bit, but go ahead.
Basically, a couple who weren't supposed to be a couple. They were the CEO of an AI company and the chief HR officer were caught canoodling at a Coldplay concert last week when Coldplay put them up on the Kiss Cam, and they both kind of bolted out of the screen because they weren't supposed to be seen together. Well, Oasis frontman Liam Gallagher at a recent concert said Oasis is a safe haven for adulterers, basically saying that we don't have any of that snidey camera crap here. It doesn't matter to us who you're sleeping with or mingling with. Just come to our concert and have some fun.
So adulterers, check out Oasis, right? Here's a headline we didn't have time to get to. It was great. Remembering the time an Ewok had one too many and humped Al Roker's leg on the Today Show. That's fantastic. Great work as always, Peter Rapine. You can find all these stories at ebombsworld.com. Thanks, Peter. Safe travels. Talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Todd. Take care.
Appreciate you. Many thanks to Ahmad Rivera-Wagner, Robin Vining, Mike Clemens, Zomers back at home, and all of you for listening. Have a great weekend back in Madison on Monday. Until then, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you are believing, keep banging your drum. We'll see you from Madison on Monday. Thanks to GBW as well. Take care.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Jeffrey Epstein's convicted accomplice spoke again today with the Department of Justice in prison, where she's serving time for sex trafficking. President Trump is in Scotland, where he was asked about Ghislaine Maxwell's cooperation with the DOJ. CBS's Ouija Jang.
Minutes ago, after touching down, he spoke again to reporters, and he said this is not the time to be talking about pardons.
Lori Vallow-Daybell is serving life sentences in Idaho in the killings of her two youngest kids and a romantic rival. Today, CBS's Carter Evan reports she was sentenced in Arizona.
She was also convicted of conspiracy to commit murder. Her prior husband, Charles Vallow, and her niece's ex-husband. That's what she got the two life sentences for today.
Scorching temperatures have much of the U.S. in their grip.
Here in New York City, forecasters expected it to feel as hot as 105 degrees or even higher.
That's CBS's Bradley Blackburn. CBS News Brief, I'm Heather Bosch.